how about a bit of good news? New NAPLAN results for thousands of schools across Australia were released yesterday, showing how students are performing in reading, writing and maths. The curriculum assessment body, ACARA, has uploaded the data to the My School website, meaning that parents can check their school's progress compared with other similar schools. ACARA says there's been a minor improvement in national attendance in 2025, but of course still below the pre-pandemic level. But Lachlan Erskine is a principal of Cabramatta High School in Sydney. This is one of the schools that's seen its results improve across the board this year. Lachlan, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
How's Cabramatta High travelling? How'd you go this year?
We're travelling well. We certainly focus on having value-added results, and what we've seen from our students is to continue to see high growth. So for our students' performance across literacy and numeracy as a result of many initiatives across the school.
And at your school, 96% of the kids have non-English speaking backgrounds, or around 55 different languages. What's happening at Cabramatta High that you're acknowledging, looking at those challenges, but also performing well? What are you doing that's cutting through there, do you think?
Yes, it's a highly diverse school and community, but we really celebrate our diversity. What we're doing is around explicit teaching. So that's been a feature of our school approach for many years, is to have that scaffolded and supported learning within the classroom. With NAPLAN in particular, we have an initiative around individualised learning plans. So when students in Year 7 and 9 receive their NAPLAN results, we spend time and organise for every student in Year 7 and 9 to sit with a teacher or a specialist in literacy and numeracy, and to have a conversation and to look through their results together. And then to come up with their own learning plan for literacy and numeracy. So that's one strategy that's I think it's made a significant difference, and it's helped students to make sense of the NAPLAN graph that they receive. And we also work with our parent community too. We run workshops about understanding NAPLAN results and how to support their child in their learning, and we do that in a number of community languages.
Mm. Lachlan, you were talking about explicit teaching. There's been huge debate about this in education, not only in Australia but internationally. When you're talking about explicit teaching, what do you mean, particularly in the way that things like words and grammar, spelling and comprehension are taught?
Yes, so at our school over the last few years we've actually had standalone literacy lessons twice a fortnight for students, where they're explicitly taught grammar and sentence structure and punctuation, and these features along with reading and writing strategies which are embedded into different subject areas. And then for something like numeracy, in mathematics, it's a highly structured approach with the approach with students, the I do, we do, and then you do. So the teacher directed, then together the students and the teacher working through mathematical problems, and then giving students the independence to work themselves. So it's an approach we've had at the school for a long time, and I think it supports students, particularly students from a language background other than English, to really understand and comprehend the material and then to excel.
Some of the kids that are in your school, Lachlan, who've come from other parts of the world, some of them have witnessed war, conflict, they've been displaced, there's been great upheaval. What do you think of the courage and adaptability of some of these kids who've been through all of that and they're delivering these results at school?
Yeah, I think these students are inspirational. We have about 70 refugee students here at the school, and they come with a real value of education, but also often these students are coming and they've had many years without education, without schooling, and some of these students are not can't read and write in their first language. So we're teaching them a second or third language being English, and then also teaching them the skill of reading and writing. But the life experience and sometimes the trauma they've been through, they come through into the school and are absolutely motivated to make the most of their education and the opportunities here in Australia and inspire us in what they're able to achieve.
Does that blow you away sometimes?
It does. It does. You know, often it's not normally, I suppose, in schools that the students inspire the staff, but that's the case sometimes when we hear the stories of what some students have experienced and gone through, and it's a real privilege to be able to then teach these students and connect with their families and make a difference to their life opportunities.
Lachlan, just briefly, I must ask you, as a principal of a high school, the social media ban is due to come in next week. What sort of reaction are you getting from kids, and how are you preparing students for what's going to be a big change for some of them?
Yes. I'm navigating this as a principal and a parent. And I think it's more difficult to navigate it as a parent, but for the students at the school, I think we're preparing students and giving them information about what the changes are, and assisting them. And the students in New South Wales have adapted to being at school and not having access to mobile phones. And it's hard with young people because often it's an extension of, you know, their mobile phone and technology and social media is an extension of their own identity, but helping them to support through the change.
Yeah, you've got a lot ahead of you. Lachlan, thanks for making some time to talk to Breakfast this morning, and congratulations on some more positive results for Cabramatta High.
Yeah, excellent. All right, thank you very much.
It's Lachlan Erskine there, the principal of Cabramatta High School in Sydney.